Good morning, and welcome to Destiny, the Open Door. I am your host, Tammy Dennis, and I come to you on today with our online prayer and decree session for today, Thursday, July 13th, in the year of our Lord 2023. On today, we will be going over the six ray legions of mighty light and what they offer to our planet. On that spectrum of light were our beloved Master Chohan, Lady Nada, Archangel Uriel, Archei Aurora, Elohim Peace, and Lady Compliment Aloha, projects to our planet daily the qualities of resurrection in the areas of ministration and service. When you are in your workaday, and it doesn't matter if you're taking care of someone, nurturing them, you are doing ministration work, your laborers, engineers, those individuals who are administrative workers, in their capacities, doctors, lawyers, specialists. This is all God's design for the planetary system. That's our service work to humanity, whereby each one, individually and collectively, has a responsibility to our blessed planet in all areas of life, that we find ourselves motivated to create, to build, to transform all in our work. And even if we don't have work, we are structuring our lives, our families, our children, taking care of our grandmothers, grandfathers, our aunties, our uncles, family members, people we may know or that we may not know. And so that is a nurturer, bringing forth that which needs resurrection, because we all are resurrecting ourselves, aren't we? Resurrection is the act or condition of restoration, right? restoring that which is dead. A resurgence. A state of being risen. In these areas of ministration and service, we must look at the words carefully, because in a state of the nation, this state of the nation that we find ourselves in on today and all throughout the world, there are changes happening that we cannot see. Changes that we are not privy to. There are so many different things in this life that we are not aware of. There is a hidden agenda in the works because there is an operation, if you will, taking place on Mother Earth. Psalms 46:2 states, "Therefore we will not fear even the most mundane things." And Mother Earth, we are looking at the spectrum of light that encompasses our blessed planet. And as I said, there is an operation taking place on Mother Earth. In Mother Earth. And in the atmosphere of Mother Earth. This operation is being surgically removed. This dis-ease that has caused our nation to live in such strife, tearing about the entire infrastructure of the planetary body. It was and is a cancer of a major proportion that sweeps through all of life on this blessed planet and caused the heart of our beloved Africa to pass away, riddled with all darkness each time there was a birthing taking place. The heart resurrected itself, because in the birthing process there was new life coming to restore that which needed reviving. Watch closely how each continent began to spring forth new life in the 1990s, the early 2000s, and the star seeds that were bathing the planet all throughout the globe was generating light, springing forth light in Africa, springing forth light in Asia, Europe, Antarctica, North America, South America, Central America. And although it may look like we lost Mother Earth to all kinds of illnesses and dis-ease that ran amok throughout every region around the world, every valley, every stream and body of water, there was a birthing process in the root of Mother Earth that can't be destroyed. No! Because light of God says no more destruction. The light of God says no more dissension or devouring of this glorious construct of Mother Earth. The body of Christ compels each life to act, to preserve, to restore, to revitalize, and to resurrect that which is life. We must all act according to Scripture and the Spirit of Truth, which knows no imperfection, but perfection reigns here. It starts in the arterial walls of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. It sprinkles across the nation, spreading the doctrine of the Constitution of America. And it rectifies itself on every continent throughout the globe with respect to each country having laid their fundamental principles of said laws and mandates to protect the rights of its people. We uphold said laws each day. And the laws of life compels us to act in accordance with the laws of the Constitution throughout our land. We are ringing the bells of freedom loudly and liberating all souls to higher light frequencies to usher in greater light to our blessed planet. So no longer will we have this darkness, because God is there, and with God comes what? The light. God shines the light upon this blessed planet, and we must all respect the process of the workings of heaven. Because in the workings of heaven, guess what? We have troops on the ground. Yes, we have troops in the air. Yes, we have troops all throughout the entire universe acting on the earth, in the earth, and in its atmosphere always. And so we find Lord Michael, Archangel of the Light, acting with all of his many legions of angels, working through the body of man each and every day. So if you are operating in this spectrum of light on Mother Gaia, this whole entire planetary body, we thank you for your service to humanity. Always, we thank all who are serving on this blessed earth. And so let us go into our preamble. Sometimes I get carried away. Our beloved mighty I Am Presence, higher mental bodies of all mankind, all great beings, powers, and legions of light, come.
come. Come.
And your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies, raise your cosmic swords of blue flame of 1,000 suns from the great central sun that transcend every human concept. Give these decrees with us. Hold them eternally sustained, ever expanding and world engulfing, and reign everywhere supreme with full power for all eternity. And our decrees for today are from Book 2, Number 7, Book 2, 36, Book 2, 73. I'll give you a moment to get there. Number 7, 36. And 73. I am the resurrection and the life of every cell of my body, perfectly manifest, expressed, illumined, and eternally sustained in Ascended Master Victory. I am the resurrection in the life of every cell of my body, perfectly manifest, expressed, illumined, and eternally sustained in Ascended Master Victory. I am the resurrection in the life of every cell of my body, perfectly manifest, expressed, illumined, and eternally sustained in Ascended Master Victory. I am the resurrection and the life of every cell of my body, physically manifest, expressed, and eternally sustained. I am the resurrection and the life of every cell of my body, physically manifest, expressed, and eternally sustained. I am the resurrection and the life of every cell of my body, physically manifest, expressed, and eternally sustained. In the name of my beloved, mighty, I am presence. And beloved mighty Vesta, I am the resurrection and the life of our instantaneous I am miracle healing for ourselves, all under this radiation, and all who call to us for healing, controlling, and ruling all and through and around all under this radiation and all we ever do or contact. Until all are ascended and free. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved, I am. And our prelude for today is, the qualification of energy by beloved Archangel Zakiel out of the Bridge to Freedom Book 2, page 35 to 36, dated January 1954. And it states, "You must know how special you truly are as a human being on Mother Earth today. Each one has the power within them to change the scope and trajectory of their life into a new reality of positive outcomes for each one. We must not look at our circumstances and find that there is no hope for us, because in the looking at the hopeless situation, life is made new each day we rise. We must realize that we are children of the light, and what we do each day counts in our individual book of life. When we move about each day, there is something going on in our body system to charge us to act, which is energy. It is a natural power within the heart. I have already conveyed to you that you must practice internally, utilizing the feelings in your emotional world, the emotional world, to gauge your body to feel. Practice the reactions of the body system. Once you begin to move about and have feelings displayed with the qualities of happiness, the qualities of joyfulness, the qualities of blissfulness, and always be in a stance of silence of what you are doing. Silence, silence, silence your mind, body, soul, and spirit. Learning your body system and what makes you upset, makes you angry or frustrated is key to this exploration of the self. It is a freeing sensation when you start the process of discovering the feelings and the changes within the energy of your own feeling world as you continue to bring forth happiness, because this process will bring the harmony that is needed in your life. You have allowed disharmony to be the master of your life and cause you distress for so long. You are so important to life. Your intelligence is not like the next one or even the next one. You are the God power that accomplished, that made the energy from the sun. How powerful is that? You did that. You volunteered to come into being and to draw, to illustrate, to bring that pure primal energy from the sun, which anchored into your beating heart. That energy responded to your call and became your servant. In that response, the fact that you have a beating heart is proof that energy has responded to your will. To your will. To your will. You have willed to be here. You have willed to be here. An energy and life, an answer to your invocation, beats your heart. It beats your heart. you created this flow of energy. You mastered this reality into being. It cannot be the master of you. It cannot turn against you. You created the energy coming from the sun, and it responded to your will. To your will. To your will. The energy that came from the heart of God, pure and perfect, has come in response to your will to incarnate and to fulfill some portion of God's plan. You must refuse to allow that energy when it has come through the open door of your being into the world of form to turn then and become master over your peace. Master over your harmony. Master over your supply. Or even master over your service work to humanity. Bless it before it leaves your aura. The angelic kingdom would not allow the energy to become their master. Oh no, they are the embodiment of qualified energy, which the angelic host hold in a radiation of peace. They hold the radiations of harmony. The angels hold the radiation of healing, the radiation of purity, the radiation of beauty. What they have done, we on this blessed planet Earth may do also. The angelic host are willing to give you their fully gathered cosmic momentum of the fiery God control, which allows you to build a quality of energy around you after you have experimented with your own energy. Then you can master the energy in the people you contact and in the life of that one which comes to you in the course of your day for redemption and purification will be so blessed. Will be so blessed because you've qualified your energies to help assist another person or another life on this blessed planet. You know the life within an unkind word. A lot of us, you know, spurt out these unkind words. Comes to you to be redeemed and set free. The life within an unkind look. Those individuals that keep looking at you or gesturing to you, that you might bless it free. Let us not personalize energy. That which comes into the compass of our daily thoughts and experiences, let us not rebel against it or feel unjustly treated. Of circumstances is such that the energy created with discord comes within the compass of our aura. It comes because there are few that focused in this unascended octave that know how to redeem it. There are few that focused in this realm of life that know how to redeem it, how to raise it, how to purify it, and how to set it free. must focus. Because in that dirty word, that curse word to you, that dirty look that someone else has said to you or looked at you wrong, you must go about redeeming it. You must go about raising it and purifying it and setting it free. Set those words free. Set that look and that gesture free. Where there is a focus of the sacred fire, you know, I've talked about the sacred fire before. Where there is a focus of the sacred fire, where there is that one who has the knowledge of the violet flame, there that energy has an opportunity of being redeemed and returned to the universal first cause. Oh, what a joy to move in the universe, freeing energy. Yes, loving it free. And standing in the sense, in the serene supremacy of mastery of your own godhood. It will be a magnificent thing for men and women of this earth, through your example, to see how this application will raise the attention of mankind, and they too will want to learn how to master energy, how to change its qualification, and through it, how to know freedom. Aha! God is liberating us each day. May the holy amethyst be a reminder to your being always to move about, move forward free as a transmuting power of energy wherever you find it, manifesting less than God perfection, because it is going to transmute into it, into that God perfectedness, as you willed it into your life. Allow it to be set free. All contention, all dissension, all illness, all dis-ease, all discomfort, all pain, willed it and set it free into the joyous, blissful happiness that it can be. Yes, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the ascension in the light. I am the open door which no man can shut. And our prayer for today is, in the name of the mighty beloved I Am Presence, we call to the great host and legions of light who have assisted life so long on this blessed planet. We give praise and thanks to the Ascended Master Chohan, Lady Nada, Archangel Uriel, Archei Aurora, Elohim Peace, and Lady Compliment, Aloha, Jesus the Christ, and all the legions of angels of the six-ray band of light who offer to our planet and all life everywhere the qualities of the resurrection, resurrecting the earth and all thereon back into a state of eternal peace. Eternal peace. Eternal, eternal, eternal peace. This divine essence of peace is the stillness of every hour, the tranquility of the moment, and the serenity of basking in the quietude of the resurrection flame. As we bask in the realm of this divine knowing of truth, let us allow the entrance of our divine sonship and daughtership of the great I Am presence to come forth now in our beings and world, to be in our hearts as we call it forth and shine its magnificent light upon us now. I am the resurrection in the life. I am the ascension in the light. I am the open door which no man can shut. Oh, beloved, mighty I Am presence, we come before you on today asking that your light within us springs forth, empower us awake. Spring forth, empower us awake, awake, awake. Now, regenerate the resurrection flame to revive us. Regenerate the resurrection flame to renew us. Regenerate the resurrection flame to restore us back into our divine power, our divine dominion, and our divine authority to have the onward progress of shining enough light, creating enough light, and qualifying enough light into each person, place, condition, or thing that I come into contact with, and that throughout my being and world, to remedy all back into the joyous, happy, blissful state of being before this world was. All darkness. Blast, blast, blast. Enough light through to transmute all into the light of God and remedy the causes, cores, records, and effects of it. Replace it with the ascended host qualities of divine love and light. We must change to allow Mother Earth to change into this blissful state of being. We must magnetize and radiate enough light so that Mother Earth can magnetize and radiate enough light to knock out all discomfort, to knock out all dis-ease in every continent, and that our divine authority will render us in total alignment to to make the ascension at the close of this lifetime. It is so done. In the name of the Father, it is done. In the name of the Son, it is done. In the name of the Holy Spirit and World Mother, and so it is. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Let us just marinate on that prayer. Allow it to just sink in and fill us with light and life right now. John 14:1 states, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Our affirmation for today is, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the ascension and the light. I am the open door which no man can shut. I am the presence that moves into action at the human call, and human creation and limitation move out without struggle. I am. I am the presence, the only presence that ever acts. You are the qualifier that changes my perfection into human limitation and discord. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the ascension and the light. I am the open door which no man can shut. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the ascension and the light. I am the open door which no man can shut. This is the end of our prayer and decree session for today. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door, and our spiritual life teachings, signing off. May the grace of God be with you. May the light of God rain upon you always. And may you be so blessed to find the peace, love, and happiness that your heart desires always. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear destiny, the open door. God bless you. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. I am light, I am light, I am light, I am light. Om.
reflection in the life. I am the ascension in the light. I am the open door which no man can shut. Om.
John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace I leave with you. Peace, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace I leave with you. Peace, my peace, I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled.